It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
Welcome back to the Pre-W. Smith Show. A lot of people want to start businesses these days. Many don't know what business to start. Jeffrey Schaffritz is a franchise consultant. He's going to break it all down for us, help us frame out how you pick a franchise that's right for you, what you look for, what you steer clear of. Here's my interview with Jeff Schaffritz.
You know, a lot of new people want to start businesses these days, and a lot of them who do want to start businesses don't know what business to start. And that's where franchising can really plug in really nicely. They don't have to come up with some revolutionary business idea. They're picking up an opportunity to open a business that's tried and true in most cases, if you do your homework and do it right. You know, franchising's a great path, right? Tell us about, first, why franchising?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, Jeff. For people who are wanting to make a change or diversify and run their own business, but they don't have time to develop the concept. They don't have, you know, first of all, the idea, but even if they have the idea, the time to pull it all together, it's an opportunity to basically step into a business that you're operating, but you have a, hopefully, as you said, you got to do your due diligence, but a proven system, ongoing support. And basically, they've created the playbook for you to follow. And if you follow it, should give you a much better chance to succeed than if you, you know, try to figure it out on your own, basically.
Exactly. Okay. Well said. So that's why franchising. I think that it's important also to point out, though, there's a cost to the benefit you get, as you just described that benefit being, you know, confidence, a proven business model, and maybe the word turnkey gets tossed around a bit too much, but you know, you still got to execute as an entrepreneur, but you follow the model, you follow the formula, you got a much better chance of success. There's a price for that. Tell us about, if I am going to get into franchising, typically what the structure is.
Yeah, so that's a good point. You know, the franchisors have to make money as well, and there's really two big fees typically. One is an initial franchise fee. So that's for the right to open the business, basically. And it's usually an upfront fee, basically, of some sort that you're paying. And then where the franchisors really make their money is the royalty fee. So in theory, the better you do, the more revenue you generate, the more money they make. And royalty is typically a percentage of the gross revenues of the location, basically.
Yeah. And for that, I get some benefit too. They help me market. They provide branding. You know, there's some benefit to helping drive those revenues. So a lot of people tend to look at it as, hey, they're taking something off the top here, you know, that it could be otherwise mine. But the reality is they're delivering a lot of benefit and value for that.
Absolutely. And they should be. And you want to find a franchisor, a franchise concept that, you know, assist you with all aspects of the business. So you're right. Marketing is a huge part of it. If you're trying to figure that out on your own, it's really a challenge. But also just all of the operational expertise that they should be providing, and then the ongoing support to make sure you're running the business the right way. If it's done right, it should be a symbiotic relationship so that, you know, everybody's benefiting, basically.
And so you are in the franchising business. You're focused on franchising, but uniquely so, you are a franchise consultant. How should I, either as someone wanting to secure a franchise or as someone wanting to franchise my business, perhaps, what does a franchise consultant do and how does it plug into those couple of examples?
Yeah, a great question. I appreciate you asking. So basically, I'm very similar to a buyer's real estate agent. People come to me because they either want to make a change or they're looking to diversify. They're not sure what the right fit is for them. And so I take them through a process to understand what their goals are, their skill sets, their interests, their investment criteria. We build a model based on all of the characteristics that they're looking for in the right opportunity. And then I take that model, and our company's pre-screened hundreds of different franchises in all different industries. And so I'll go find opportunities that fit, that have territory available where the person wants to reside, and introduce those companies to them. And then what I do is I switch hats. I'm not the salesperson of any of the companies. I know a little bit about a lot of franchises, but I don't know a lot about all of them. It's impossible. So they work directly with each franchise company to learn about their specific opportunity, What I do is I stay on board and act as kind of like a guide or a coach. I've got a lot of tips on how to investigate a franchise and processes to make sure that the candidate's doing to learn about the opportunity. I also have a lot of resources that I provide, things like financing companies or franchise attorneys, things of that nature. Ultimately, at the end, if I'm able to help someone find the right fit, the franchise company pays me a referral fee. So there's no charge to the individual at all that's working with me. And they also don't pay any more coming through me, meaning we get paid off the franchise fee, and the franchise fee is the same no matter how you get there. So, you know, ultimately, if someone's looking for some guidance, some support and some assistance in making sure they're looking at the right types of opportunities for what they're looking for, a franchise consultant can be a great fit.
Yeah, that's really great. You know, I have to tell you that it's a big win for the person looking for a franchise, because you are going to be able to understand, you're more familiar with, you know, things that you should or shouldn't do or look for or shouldn't, you know, should avoid when it comes to making a choice. But beyond that, the franchisor, not you, the buyer who's picking up a franchise, but the franchisor, the one selling it, in effect, is the one paying you. So the buyer gets all the benefit, seller pays the fee. And I think the benefit is extraordinary. You know, many entrepreneurs, again, they get into business, they're unfamiliar with the territory, even when it comes to picking the best franchise. Now, you can look at things like, you know, the standard things that you might look for. And I want to ask you about that in a second. But you really cut through all the chaff and get right to the heart of the matter. You know what's hot. You know what's right. You know what isn't right. And you can really help someone get into a franchise in a way that's going to provide much more guarantee of success or likelihood of success than otherwise. Tell me this, just in general, for people out there, and of course, your work and what you do goes much deeper than this, but at a high level, what are some of the things you do look for when it comes to picking the right franchise these days?
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Jeff, because the person running the business is such a big part of it. And there are so many different franchises out there. And I can say with certainty that there are some really good opportunities that if I was the one who was running that business, it wouldn't turn out so well.
Sure,
probably, right?
Sure. So the first thing is fit, right? It's got to fit your personal life, who you are, what you like to do, the way you want to spend your time.
100%. And it's got to fit your skill sets too. If it's a business-to-business franchise and you don't like business development or networking or sales, you're really going to struggle, basically. If it's a franchise where you're dealing with all minimum wage or high school, college age employees, and you really want to focus on dealing with more professional-minded individuals, you might struggle with that. So it really, the key is to not so much what the business is, but what it takes to make the business successful. You have the skill sets and the interests, you know, to focus on those things.
Well said. Perfect point. Listen, if people want to get a hold of you, let's say we've got a few inspired people out in our audience and they want to check into franchising as an opportunity, how do they reach you, Jeff?
They can either go to my website, which is www.franchiseguidance.com, or go and find me on LinkedIn. But I would say my website's the best, and my phone number as well, which is 248-506-1101. And you know, if somebody just has questions about franchising, I'm always happy to help them or answer any questions that they have.
Beautiful. Great. You've provided great guidance. We appreciate it. Jeff Schafferitz, you're a franchise consultant, and we appreciate you being on with us this morning. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.